This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2329. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded January 8th, Belize, Canada, China, Colombia, Germany, Israel, Korea, Luxembourg, Mexico, Netherlands, North America, Romania, Russia, Slovakia, Spain, Sudan, Turkey, UK, USA, Vatican, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, here's a way to hear Belize on shortwave, amateur radio. I heard station V31ZA, December 28th at 22:15, on 10 meters, 28414 USB, contacting a station in British Columbia. V31ZA is in San Ignacio Cayo, Belize. Of course, SAMs may move around, not necessarily on the same frequency, although I've found that some of them do have their favorite frequencies if they're available. Speaking of BC, we hear from Colin Newell that he has recreated Estevelle Digest, Canada Non. Ian McFarlane is also in BC, and they got together and recorded three programs so far in podcast form, and they're also being broadcast on WRMI. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, January 13th, 14th, and 15th, and repeated a week later on January 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Here are the times and frequencies. 03 UT on 9455, 04 on 5950, and 05 on 5850. To be heard on the programs, not only Ian McFarlane, but Bob Zanotti, formerly of Swiss Radio International, and Larry Magny of Passport to World Band Radio. Sometimes there's an echo on a shortwave signal, which can be explained as arriving both via long and short path, such as 15125. December 28th at midnight 23, I was hearing CRI in English from the Beijing site with that pronounced echo. I measured the distances, or rather calculated them. Short path was 10,834 kilometers, and subtracting that from the earthly circumference, the long path would be 18,382 kilometers longer. Dividing that by the speed of radio as 299,792 kilometers per second, the delay amounts to about 0.06 second, or 1/16 of 1 second. I've been hearing a barely audible heterodyne or carrier on the plus side of 1,100 stations like WTAM in Cleveland. I measured about 1,100.29 or 0.28 kilohertz. This corresponds nicely to a report originating with Neil Kazaros in Medium Wave Offsets in New Zealand DX Times. That's HJAT Barranquilla, Colombia. Said it had drifted up high to 1,100.28 kilohertz, and he had many IDs and Colombia mentions. I've just heard the carrier. Also, January 3rd at 0709, January 7th at 0710, as well as the first time, January 1st at 0439. Germany, Deutsche Welle, was supposed to end its final shortwave broadcast in Arabic as of December 31st. However, Alex Myatnikov in Ukraine says it was still being heard on 7 January at 12:15 to 13 UT on the two frequencies used earlier. However, since then it seems to have really gone away. 2 weeks ago we had a report that the Israeli government was planning to shut down Galei Tzahal, the army radio station, by March 1st. But a follow-up now says Israel's Supreme Court has suspended the government's planned closure of the army radio stations by means of a temporary injunction, remaining in effect until the court reaches a final decision on lawsuits filed against the closure. This came about a week after the cabinet unanimously approved Defense Minister Israel Katz's controversial proposal to close Galei Tzahal by March 1st of 2026. That news from Yiddische Allgemeine via BCDX. In one of my reports, I remarked that it was easy to identify the Korean language due to a certain word which is heard frequently, imnida. But what does it mean? Alex Myatnikov replies, perhaps quoting some reference, imnida is a functional word and the most formal, polite, conjugated form of the verb idda, meaning to be, or am, is, and are. It is used to make declarative statements, such as identifying or describing something, and is commonly used in business, announcements, broadcasting, and formal introductions, such as someone's name plus imnida. In a few words, it acts as a polite sentence ending indicating the highest level of formality. Luxembourg, it briefly seemed, that transmissions of Radio Auguste via Luxembourg were ceasing. Alan Rowe reported on January 5th, it seems the 1 hour daily at 19 UT on 6140 relay of Radio Auguste via Radio Ondas Luxembourg transmitter has ceased. The last transmission shortly before Christmas. Via the Auguste Facebook page, they were searching for another frequency. However, by January 6th, Radio Auguste announced on their Facebook page they will be back on 6140, starting that night at 19 to 20 UT. And then Jorge Garfon replies, a consistent carrier here in Cantabria, northern Spain, but barely audible, if any sound at all, at 19:30. The sporadic EMUF has exceeded 88 megahertz several times in early January, providing FMDX across North America. I got an especially good opening for me January 5th in the afternoon. For a couple of hours, lots of Mexican stations making it into Oklahoma via sporadic patch in southern Texas. In my complete report, as in my logs, I have several stations from Veracruz, Tamaulipas, Mexico City, and Querétaro. All audible on my car radio with its whip antenna on the fender, nothing more. Netherlands, not sure how recent this is, but in RustyX, Konstantin Barsenkoff reports a QSL from the radio Piepzender for reception back in September, saying that we are currently testing on 7405 and 13585 kHz, and soon also be launching 11840 with test transmissions at 100 watts, perhaps increasing power later, so keep an eye on those frequencies. And another Netherlands low-power station reported by Gianni Serra in Roma, Italy, just slightly below 6130 Radio Europe and off in Anderrhein, heard in English December 27th at 0259 to 0326. It was barely audible briefly with some lively songs, electronic music, and an announcement presumed ID at 0308, again at 0320. This is Radio Europe. My regular scanning of mostly empty bands pays off. January 1st at 2032, I ran across a signal on 21500. It turned out to be the thin tonations of Josiah on station YHWH, the Antichrist pirate on yet another new frequency, nothing else listed there. I tried several remotes around North America, and although I could hear him direct, it was getting him best to VE6JY in Alberta. As usual, when heard on 7475, he was talking about phony texts in the Old Testament and Christianity, the greatest hoax ever. His theme song, Days of Hard Life, appeared from time to time, and then apparently restarting, repeating some of the same material I heard in it, 2134, 2232, and 2350. And he was still going until he finally cut off right at 24 UT, the end of the January 1st UT day. So in the afternoons, check for him on 21500, as well as another frequency he's used recently, 15400. There are English shortwave broadcasts at 23 UT from Poland via WRMI, Turkey if it's on the air, Spain on some Wednesdays. But there's one more, Radio Romania International, heard on 6030. December 29th around 23:15, only a poor signal direct. But it's intended only for Europe, not us beyond, although we're more or less in the same direction. The alternate frequencies, which might be used, are 7220, and intended for the opposite direction to Asia, 7325 or 9620. On 21 December, RustyX had a report of a Russian station on medium wave 1584 kHz. In Krasnodarsky Krai, called Chistaya Volna FM, meaning Clean Wave FM Radio, according to Stanislav Zuchenko in Telegram. So Ron Howard tuned in 1584 via the remote at Tambov, Russia, and was hearing some nice Xmas music, and posted a recording. Trouble is, that was not the station, he thought, Chisteia Vana FM, but rather one of the Romanian stations on 1584. On the recording, Dave Kenny in the UK heard Romanian ID for the Adventist station, Radio Vocea Speranței, Voice of Hope, and he says he has not been hearing the Russian on 1584. In shortwave bulletin, Franz Plecker reports about Slovakia. A decision at the top of Slovakian radio had been expected by December 19th, but the search for a sustainable shortwave solution reportedly continues. The good news is that Radio Slovakia International will continue, contrary to earlier reports or fears that it could be closed. This was according to their German mailbox programs on November 19th and December 28th. Tough luck for Spain's Token English program Wednesdays at 23 UT, because on December 24th and 31st it was preempted due to evening celebrations on the holidays, relaying the domestic service in Spanish. It was back on the air by January 7th. However, the North American frequency, which had been resumed, 9690, was missing again on that date. I could at least barely confirm hearing English on 12030, for the Middle East, at 23 UT Wednesday, January 7th. Let's hope it continues on following Wednesdays. 9690 can be very good by that late hour to North America. Earlier in the day, 17715 for South America actually puts a better signal into deep North America. An even bigger story from Spain was the plan by Radio Nacional to close down all its medium-wave transmitters before the end of 2025. European DXers have been keeping close track of this since so many frequencies are occupied by RNE. They may miss them, but that opens up a lot of frequencies for possible DX. Apparently they all did go off, although not exactly at the same time. Their website says in translation, despite the shutdown, RNE will continue broadcasting normally on FM, DAB+, and the RNE audio platform, without interruption and with all of our signature programming. The farewell to AM will not mean the disappearance of our content, but rather a transition to more efficient, accessible listening systems with higher sound quality. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, there will still be plenty of Spanish private stations to hear on medium wave after 30 December from COPE, SER, Onda Cero, and a few others, but the closure of so many high-power R&E transmitters will certainly be noticeable at night in the UK. John Faulkner in the UK says the lower half of the band is almost unrecognizable. Wow, what a difference. In medium wave circle, Jorge EA1FOV says, do not forget our two remaining independent medium wave stations, Radio Popular de Bilbao, R. Iracia on 900 kHz, and Radio Le Costa del Estrecho on 1584 in Ceuta, that's the Spanish province across the Mediterranean in Africa. He says we lose something unique each time a medium wave station closes. Every station lost is a step beyond to kill a freeway to listen to the world. On the other hand, and in reverse, Bruce Conti, editor of International DX Digest for the National Radio Club, has put together a new list of targets on those vacated Spain frequencies of further stations in Europe or beyond, which we may try to hear at least in Eastern North America. I'll just mention a few of them. 585, Saudi Arabia. 639, Lesotho. 747, Iran. 774, Egypt. 855, Ethiopia. 1107, Nigeria. 1314, Norway. 1503, Egypt. Sudan, non, via Bill Patalon and Estuid Listening Post via New Zealand DX Times. Dabanga is struggling after cuts to USAID. A thoughtful NPR piece about Radio Dabanga, an Amsterdam-based broadcaster serving as a lifeline for listeners in war-torn Sudan. Radio Dabanga is facing a funding crisis after major cuts to foreign aid, including USAID support. For many Sudanese, Radio Dabanga has been one of the only reliable ways to receive verified information about safety, displacement, and daily developments as violence continues and local media infrastructure collapses. But with its budget shrinking and broadcast reduced, the station's future, and with it a rare independent voice for Sudanese listeners, is now uncertain. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2329. A non-commercial service as our website, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Chris Krug in Tulsa, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. He says, one news source has remained constant since I entered the SWL hobby in the 1980s. Glenn Hauser's World of Radio, thanks so much for your unrelenting devotion to our hobby. I wish you all the best. Thank you, Chris. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank, too. Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. I check the Voice of Turkey almost every day to find out if there's anything erroneous at Emirlare. A big problem on January 2nd at 0446 on 6125, the North American frequency in English. It was in Turkish. It was not parallel to 7285, no signal there, supposedly for Asia. But it was parallel to the correct Turkish language frequency, 9650. So in the wrong language, on 6125. I especially try to catch the Turkey letterbox program on Sundays via an earlier transmission for convenience via remote in Europe. 9660, when it's intended for Asia. On January 4th, I tuned in at 1744, but was already underway. So it seems to be safe one needs to tune in no later than 10 minutes after the start of a broadcast on the hour or half hour. However, it is now being repeated on Wednesdays, and indeed I did hear it again, but I tuned in too late, on 5960 after 2300 January 7th. And on that occasion, they did not manage to turn off the transmitter before midnight UT. It kept on running with extraneous German past midnight UT. UK in the British Jazz Club, Tom Reed reports, Pirate Station WNKR, which stands for West and North Kent Radio, being heard Christmas Day evening on long wave 270 kHz. Actually archive recordings of their free radio show, in turn containing old recordings of Caroline and Laser 558, still heard at 2241 and December 26th at midnight 22. Then other listeners were trying to determine where it was coming from via their own receivers or trying different remotes. Chris, G0MQW, finally says, I'm pretty sure it's just a modulator output coupled into the SDR input. I've heard them on medium wave SDRs before. Nice touch, though, LOL. And you can also hear 5th and 7th harmonics of 270 on 1350 and 1890 kHz. So I think that pretty much solves the mystery. Now we have lots of news concerning the USA. Ben Cobb reports the FCC has revoked routine station ID waivers it previously granted to HF experimental stations. I believe all the affected stations are engaged in data transmissions for international trading. These are authorized in multiple HF bands, in some cases the 14 MHz band encompassing the 20 meter ham band. These stations had been exempt from the requirement to identify themselves on the air, but now they must transmit station ID at least every 30 minutes in voice or Morse code with any digital transmission suspended. One such station is WL2XEE near Chicago. We see a copy of the letter FCC sent to the station notifying them about this. Much more about this in the latest issue of Ben Cobb's Experimental Radio News. FCC wrote, failure to comply will result in cancellation of station license. Station WK2XJK at the Armstrong Tower in Alpine, New Jersey, is authorized 16 kilowatt CRP in several bands, including 14.0 to 14.99 megahertz, covering the 20-meter ham band. On January 4th, Chris Smolensky, W3HFU of Black Cat Systems in Maryland, says the HF trading stations are already identifying. I noted WI2XNX on 6890, January 3rd at 2021 Zulu with a CWID. From Kim Andrew Elliott's International Broadcasting column in the January NASA Journal, surprise, VOA Korean returns to shortwave. It's a minuscule effort, 1 5-minute newscast, immediately repeated twice, at 1530 to 1545 UT on 9310 from the USAGM Tanang Philippines Relay, and Monday through Friday only. Weekday only, broadcasts are an old habit at VOA, as if there is no news on weekends. It sounds like there are only two presenters, one male and one female. I assume it was decided by someone that the Internet is not the way to go to reach North Korea. The Philippines Relay still exists, used by Radio Pilipinas, so it was available for transmission to North Korea. Signal is very good, into a remote in South Korea. I don't know what precipitated this surprising revival of VOA Korean. Kari Lake, now describing herself as Deputy CEO of USAGM, is verbose on X, but she has not tweeted a twit about what should be considered an important expansion of her responsibility. Maybe she is not pleased by this development, because Trump would not be pleased by any initiative that inconveniences a dictator he may admire. So, I wonder if this was instigated by Representative Young Kim, Republican of California, a Korean-American immigrant and one of the rare Republicans to call for restoration of U.S. international broadcasting. It's interesting that it was VOA rather than Radio Free Asia selected to broadcast in Korea. RFA has more extensive sources in North Korea, but Lake dislikes RFA because it managed to stay in operation for months after the March 15th shutdown of most of VOA and because of RFA's attempted auction of its equipment. But on January 8th, Joe Hanlon says, "I monitored VOA's Korean news. It's been expanded to 3 10-minute newscasts at 1530 to 1600, still on 9310. And here's another revival, Radio Free Asia in Burmese, at 1230 to 1245 UT on 15245, presumed to be via Taiwan, and daily. But new broadcasts are on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, only the others being repetitions, according to Mauno Ritla and Joe Hanlon. Lots of speculation, however, about what site is actually transmitting this. Is it Philippines or Taiwan or even Thailand? Not sure the following concerns shortwave, but Kim Elliott says someone with VOA Persian or Farsi was interviewed and said that VOA programs will increase. The Kurdish section will reopen. The Afghan section will be strengthened. More live programs, more hours. We will carry out U.S. government policy regarding Iran. And Alex Myatnikov in Ukraine says VOA Dari and Pashto are also on short and medium wave since 1 December. Regarding changes in World of Radio scheduling, on WRMI, UT Monday at midnight 30, no longer on 9455 as December 29th, something else replaced it. However, at that time, we are still on another frequency, 7780, and an hour earlier at 2330 UT Sunday on 9455. Shortwave Radio, Gold in Germany, says World of Radio is now at a new time on Saturdays, 2030 UT on 3975. Also earlier at 1530, resuming on 3975 and 6160. Check their complete program schedule for every day of every week, several weeks in advance, at shortwaveradio.de. Via New Zealand DX Times info on some WRMI musical programs. Join the legendary rock and roll DJ, the Reverend Scatman Jones, in a 15-minute Billboard countdown each week. Hits from the world of wax, pop music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. UT Mondays at midnight 45 on 9955 and webcasts, repeated Wednesday at 09 on 7780. John Osborne is based in Waikato, New Zealand. And then there's the Henry Norman Radio Show on WRMI, Saturdays at 20 UT on 15770, repeated at 2330 on 9955. Produced in Hildesheim, Germany. At every first, second, and third Saturday, they are in English. The fourth and fifth Saturdays in German. And he says mostly the first and second Saturday are repeats from old episodes. The third in the month is mostly a brand new episode. And every show on 15770 and 9955 have their own card motifs, referring to QSLs. Via Ray Crawford in New Zealand DX Time, a story by Nick Langan in Radio World about KKOB, 770 Albuquerque, New Mexico, which explains why I have not been able to hear it lately. After nearly 85 years broadcasting from a site north of Albuquerque, Cumulus Media's KKOB AM moved its location in September to a 1 kilowatt both day and night long wire antenna. It plans to return to its licensed 50 kilowatt daytime from a new site in 2026, but unlikely will return to the same power level at night. The temporary setup is part of the ramifications of the Heritage Station facing following a hot air balloon that struck its 645-foot tower during the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta in October 2024. The temporary AM-770 site is west of Albuquerque on I-40 at the FM site of the 95.1 and 101.3 stations. Now operating under an STA at 1 kilowatt both daytime and nighttime on the vertical bridge-owned tower, being fed with a single flared skirt wire. Vatican or non, Johnny said in Rome was hearing Vatican radio on a strange new frequency during the day on December 27th, 845.97 kHz. The audio a bit muffled, playing pop songs in Italian and rock songs in English, but IDing as Radio Vaticana. Oh, is this really from the Santa Maria de Galleria site? Antonello Napolitano in Italy says, I would tend to rule out that it is Vatican radio. Almost certainly it's Radio Luce in Rome, relaying or playing recordings of Vatican radio. Traveling in Laos, Don Moore reports to the Michigan Tip Sheet a new Vietnamese station on 8101 kHz USB, December 11th, at 1217, playing music and talk in some language. It was a Thai language. The ID seems to be Duyen Hai, D-U-Y-E-N-H-A-I. Or it's the name of an official. Ron Howard says perhaps this is part of the Vietnam Maritime Communications and Electronics LLC, known as Vishipel, with a fishing grounds forecast, which is also on many other Vietnamese frequencies. Sebastian Schlitter in Germany says it's well heard via the remote in Udon Thani, Thailand, on 8101 USB at 1214. The mystery carrier I've been hearing in the middle of the night on 810.58 kHz, give or take. The other GH, Greg Hardison in California, thinks it may well be KBHB in Sturgis, South Dakota. Listed for 60 watts at night, 25 kilowatts daytime. Alan Rowe has provided another update to his hit list. Ways to access webcasts and addresses of shortwave stations available via our website, worldofradio.com. Propagation outlook from SWPC issued January 5th. A geomagnetic field likely to reach G1 minor activity storm levels on these dates in January 13th and 14th, 17th to 20th and 29th. Numerically, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 5, January 13th and 14th, 20 and 5 on the 17th, 18th and 29th. Quietest states of 5 and 2, 6 and 2 or 8 and 3, January 9th to 11th, 15th and 16th, and 21st to 27th. Solar flux rising from a low of 130 January 11th to a peak of 175 January 25th and 26th, down to 160 by January 31st. My best wishes to everyone for a much better 2026, with many thanks to all our contributors and stations. Hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2329 with a standard disclaimer.